going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 105, 105, recorded live on November 17th, 2016. I'm joined by the lovely, the beautiful. There's Brian. Jordan. Oh, man. So we don't have Lucas, if that's not already obvious.
And Brian's been away for a while, so he's getting all of the introduction.
Oh my God, Brian, you're going to blow your load so early in the show. Calm it down. Pull it back. Oh.
I thought you were going to say you're going to peak early.
I didn't.
That's not what you meant.
No. No. What was that, Brian?
I was moving forward. I had to scoot.
Were you thrusting? Is that what that was? Yeah, I thought so. Welcome to the FPT being podcast, on everybody. We are Lucasless. I am getting over being sick, and by getting over, I think I still am sick. I've been sleeping and watching stuff about Hitler.
Did Chris Perillo have a cold, and then he tongue-kissed you and gave you a cold?
No, but it is... I was at Vlogger Fair over the past weekend, and everyone, after they left Vlogger Fair, is saying that they're sick. Some people at Vlogger Fair the second day didn't come because they were sick. Like some of the guests, like featured YouTubers that had meet and greets and stuff, didn't come because they were sick. So
that's a thing. People go to conventions like PAX and stuff, and
it's called con crud.
They call it PAX pox. So like, there's a bunch of them. You can have HI Vlogger Fair.
Wow,
that's awful.
Wow. You know what? So at the venue, it was like the venue was owned by the city, I think. And they don't have a lot of money, and it's a very...
The city doesn't have a lot of money?
The fact that it doesn't, the venue, whoever, like, the venue is used for other stuff. And whoever owns the venue is a very progressive group.
Oh.
So there was a lot of like HIV posters.
Oh.
And stuff like that.
For real?
Absolutely. There was also pamphlets with a pig on it that said don't go breaking my heart, be vegan.
Huh. Yeah. Seriously?
I'm absolutely serious. There was also gender neutral bathrooms.
That's cool.
Which, before anyone goes in the comments section, calm your tits. I'm not giving any sort of opinion here. I'm just saying this place had it, and it was an issue during the time.
Were there urinals?
Well, yeah, there was urinals and stalls, but in the same place.
You're saying like there wasn't segregated bathrooms.
Right, there was one bathroom, boys and girls.
Interesting.
Did you share the restroom with anybody that would be identified as not male?
Well... me personally, no, because when you went up to the bathroom, it was all sort of just people standing there saying, what do we do? Standing outside, like not knowing what to do. It was such an issue that Chris Perillo, the person that puts on Vlogger Fair or started Vlogger Fair, had to go up on stage and address it. And he was like, listen, people, like
you
this is what
next
we,
to each other.
Yeah, this
it's
is
okay.
what we got. Just use the bathroom, please. just go to the bathroom.
Please.
Unless you don't have to.
Unless you don't have to. That's the
Stop
thing. Like,
using the trash cans.
We're forcing you to have to take a piss.
Like, right. And it wasn't like I didn't have an issue with it. But if I'm being honest, like I've never been faced with that before. Like I'd never seen a gender neutral bathroom in Ohio before.
No.
Never.
We voted for Trump. That's
Ohio
not
going to
happen.
So... I don't know. It was a weird thing, and I don't care either way. Honestly, if I got to pee, I just got to pee. If I got to pee with a lady, cool, whatever, fine. I've been peeing with men my whole life, so I'm cool if like there's a lady in there. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it was a pretty big issue for the day. For whatever reason, people just weren't having it.
Well, weren't the majority of people there like from that area?
No.
I don't know.
I'd say...
I'd say 50-50, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of people from out of state that came, because it's like, if you're listening or watching, you have no idea what Vlogger Fair, it's essentially an event. This was like the fourth year that it's gone on. It's for vloggers, like family vloggers, to kind of go. There's a creator day, which is really cool, where the creators have like their own separate day where it's just industry level people and we talk amongst ourselves, we meet each other, and then there's panels that are targeted towards industry level people that teach creators things, you know what I mean? It's creators teaching creators. The next day though is where the fans come and they get to meet their favorite vloggers and stuff. So there's like there was meet and greets and stuff. I'm not a vlogger, but I would not survive as a vlogger. But it was pretty crazy. So a lot of people were out of state for sure, but it was just like, if we're being honest, without mentioning any names, the people that had the biggest issue with the bathrooms were the featured guests.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they were like, it was people that figured if they spoke up, something would be changed. Like, I don't know, like we'd fucking break down a wall and make a new bathroom. I don't know.
You mean build a wall.
Right. We could just build another wall. Speaking of Trump, that last podcast we all made guesses or predictions as to what would happen.
Oh yeah,
who was right? Who won? Or rather, who won the podcast?
I forgot about that because we recorded almost 2 weeks ago.
Right. I don't think any of us nailed it. I think we all said Clinton would win, to an extent, of course. And let me just clarify once again that we were not sharing our opinions.
Yeah.
Or who we were voting for. It was just who we thought would win. At some point, I said, if Clinton wins, it'll be close. If Trump wins, it'll be by a large margin. And he won by quite a bit, which was... Listen, was anybody surprised by results here?
You guys can stay neutral, gender neutral with everything, okay, if you would like.
We'll stay gender neutral.
I'm happy the Cheeto Man won over the Lizard Woman.
Are you?
Yeah.
Were you surprised by the results, Brian? Or did you expect it?
I was pretty... Listen, you got me not going too deeply into it, but you had me on the conspiracy wagon. So,
Thing if the conspiracy wagon is the fucking truth wagon.
That's
know what I mean?
That's what I mean. No, that's what I mean. That's why you had me on it. So I guess at the end of the day, I was pleased. I wish it was Bernie Sanders, but you know...
Oh, but that couldn't happen because he got fucked out of the Democratic race. Okay. So,
all right, here we go. Pull it back.
If you were a Bernie supporter and you wanted Hillary to win, you're a fucking hypocrite.
At the end of the day, I'm okay with it. I wasn't really surprised. I was more relieved, I guess. I just wish he knew what climate change was. That's really it.
So, Brian, since you've got us down here, I will come out and say that I was against Hillary for a lot of different reasons. I'm not saying I fucking love Trump. I think that's where people get things.
That's the big thing I was
going to
say, is that it's Trump won because so many people hated Hillary. It wasn't that he was the better choice. Right. It was just she was the much worse choice.
Right. Yeah. And like, I mean, even now, we still got riots every day. Like, people, this is still a thing. Not riots, protests. I apologize. Need
people
to use
getting run over protests. By cars. And people getting run over by cars.
Yeah, that's riot. For sure. But, like, I wish, and I understand that there's a lot of people that are, like, scared, right? Like, not even joking, a lot of people on my social feeds were like, you know, I'm scared for my gay friends sort of deal. And to an extent, I can sort of understand where you're coming from. But the best advice that I could give anyone is to not get all your news from CNN, if you could do yourself a favor.
Or Yahoo.
Or
go
Yahoo.
Watch, InfoWars.
Oh, my God. If you want. This is not an endorsement. I'm just saying that, like...
Alex Jones on here?
Yeah, we'll just ask him to come on. Mainstream media did a really good job of lying to your fucking face. If you don't believe me, just like you can think that everything I say about what CNN and the mainstream media is a lie, but if you want really quick proof, just go back like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago to the polls that the quote-unquote news was showing, that where Trump had a 1.9% chance of winning across the board, Hillary was going to kill him, he just didn't have a chance ever. And then look at what actually happened in the real results, that's not a rigged poll from mainstream media. That's the best thing I can give you. But there, if you, like, I'm trying, I'm not saying, hey, be a Trump supporter. I'm just saying it could it would ease your fears probably if you did a little research. Like, for example, specifically Trump, whether he means it or not, I'm not saying that Trump is a great guy. I'm just saying at the Republican National Convention, he even came out and said that he wanted to protect the rights of the community, the
LGBTQ.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't want to mix up the letters right on. What did you say?
Said I forgot that there was a Q added.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah. That.
I should. Whoa. Right. I should check what the Q is.
Okay. Let's do that live on the podcast.
Oh.
What?
Queer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to guess it and get it wrong.
I thought it was going to be like something like quasi-sexual.
Or like questionable.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Please don't give us hate. We're not. That's.
I didn't know the Q was there until recently.
Don't mistake ignorance for aversion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, the fool.
We're just stupid.
The fool acronym, I think. Yeah, would be LGBTQIA.
Oh.
The IA is intersex and asexual.
Okay.
See, I've only ever heard of it as just LGBT.
I think they've slowly added on. Like a Lego set.
It was just LGB for a little while.
Yeah. And like, I know we're going down a rabbit hole. I'm just trying to help people worry less.
You're,
you know,
leading
what I mean?
Us down the rabbit hole.
You started this, Brian.
I did not.
And
you asked if we were surprised with the results.
Right. I think that if you did your proper research, that you won't be as scared. And here's the way I look at it. This Trump is just nothing but a vehicle for the American people to show that they still have control over
and
the country.
He's a big ass orange Hummer.
Yeah, he's a big ass orange Hummer. He's a reset button on American politics, saying that we're done with the whole corrupt bullshit. We're driving the ship now. You know what I mean? He's not. It's not because he's Trump. He's just a fucking. The American people are using him because he's the only one that could have come out of left field, just this random ass dude, and says, I'm done with TV now. I think I'm going to be the president. And then we let him do it.
So not to further the rabbit hole, but I read something on Reddit that was super, super interesting. Apparently, he wrote a couple books, right? One of them was The Art of Winning, I think. Was that it?
The Art of the Deal.
Art of the Deal.
Yeah.
In that, he kind of outlined his entire like campaign strategy in the book.
Okay.
Like in a really weird way. He mentioned things like, if you're on a stage with 10 other top performers, you have to stand out. And he said the best way to stand out is by saying like outlandish things. And
yeah,
he said like any publicity is great, even bad.
Well, notice now that his whole demeanor is completely shifted. He's calmer. He's more like not saying crazy shit. It's because he doesn't have to now. He did what he had to do to get elected.
Not saying that Donald Trump is the fucking political mastermind genius, but he may have just been playing a character.
Yeah,
because if from what I've heard, again, internet. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Big old one.
The internet salt.
He's been planning on running since like 2000.
Okay. Well, there's been a couple instances where he almost ran. There was like in the 1980s or something. You might have seen a clip. He was on Oprah.
Okay.
And this was young Donald Trump. And she said, would you ever consider running for president? And he said he doesn't want to, but he thinks he would consider it if the country was in a really bad place, essentially. Not the exact quote. And that clip has been passed around a million times after he decided that he was running. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting.
Like, for anyone that's afraid that like major laws are going to be shifted just because some dude comes into office, that's not how America works. And if anything, take this that shows you like just how strong the American people are as a whole. Take that as an example and just know that if anything crazy happened, if any crazy decisions happened, this would happen again. Like the American people, the reason we vote for things is for this exact reason. not, it's not going to just, one dude's not going to come in here and change everything. This isn't Hitler, even though a lot of people like to compare him to Hitler.
And another thing people fail to realize, especially the people who are freaking out like, well, we better go eat a Taco Bell because they're not going to be serving that anymore. You know, shit like that.
Right.
Well,
50% of the people still have rights. Like, even if it was 50 or 49, 51%, you know what I mean? Even if it was that type of percentage, the other side is still a very big group, and the president can't just be concerned about the 50%. They have to worry about everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's not going to listen. He's not like he's not going to respect, you know, all these rights and stuff.
Right.
It just,
and like, it's almost irrelevant what he personally believes, because we've moved so far forward, like socially, that we made so much progress that I feel like it's almost impossible to like go back just because one person came in. You know what I mean?
I mean, if one person is going to end up undoing like 50 years of social like progress. it'd be Donald Trump.
True.
He would take us back to the 50s.
Like,
60s,
I think, I think Jordan, Brian, we all agree it's not about Donald Trump. Like, we are not, the three of us are not like huge Donald Trump supporters. We are just very much against people like Hillary. That's it. I'm not, Trump is not the greatest person on the planet. Don't get that confused. In fact, I'm still getting fisted for that one comment. For a tweet from like,
On election night,
I tweeted something like, this isn't happening because America loves Trump. It's happening because America's done with people like Hillary Clinton. I've never had that happen before where like with literally I refreshed and Chrome crashed.
Like, you had like
the internet just took that tweet and ran with it. I don't have notifications on my phone, but I had them on Chrome and it crashed the browser. Like, it happened so quick. It just had hundreds of retweets and favorites, and most of the stuff was positive, but some people turned that around into like me like hating black people somehow.
I mean, duh.
By the way, I don't hate black people. I figured I should clarify for everyone listening, watching. If you thought that,
know.
Nope. Not a thing.
I forgot how fucking often you tweet. I wanted to see how that tweet was doing.
I tweet a lot, Brian.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So let's get away from all of this.
Yeah.
I have an interesting story to tell.
Go ahead.
All right. Can we do a little role playing here, John?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to be Disney. All right.
You're Disney.
I'm Disney. I'm Walt Disney. John, you're going to be a movie connoisseur of Disney films. Like, you like Disney movies.
All right.
Hi, person. I see you like Disney movies. Well, I'm part of what's called the Disney Movie Club. You know what that is?
Oh, hi.
Okay, yeah, great.
I love
so
Disney
listen,
movies. I know what
Disney
that is.
Movie Club. So tell you what, we're going to do something special. You could pick 5 Disney movies on Blu-ray for $1.
That's awesome, yeah. Cool.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And then they do the radio thing where they go, and the terms and conditions apply, and they go through a whole thing.
Okay.
Part of those terms and conditions, just so you know, and they don't really outline this up forward. It's very, very small print, only available on a website.
Okay.
So once you purchase these 5 Blu-rays
for $1,
you are entered into the Disney Movie Club. And from there, you have an agreement where you will purchase at least 4 full price Disney Blu-rays from them within 2 years. Every month, they send you a featured film, and they'll send you an email about their featured film for the month. If you do not decline that email, they will send you it and charge you the money.
Oh,
If you just leave that alone, don't answer that, they will send you it. Also, if you want to cancel, they will charge you the full retail cost plus shipping and handling and some additional cancellation fees for those movies you purchased. Guess what I just dealt with the other day?
That?
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan with the guess.
You got it. I was on the phone with them for a minute because I had already read them. Yeah, I was on the phone.
Wait, time out. Why the fuck did you want to be part of the Disney Movie Club?
I didn't.
Oh, Bridget? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Brian's girlfriend, everybody. Brian's girlfriend.
So that was fun. I read everything from their website. I was totally up to date, and I called them to talk about the options.
Oh.
And the guy answered. It was like the most schemey criminal shit I've ever heard.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, like, he explained all that to me in like deep detail. I was asking him these questions about the fees and all that stuff.
Okay.
And then at the end, he goes, "Well, you have a magical day."
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
So he, yeah, it was about like $120 to, because they're about $30 to $40 a piece, these movies they sell. Dude, that, how is that like an okay thing to do to people? Like, that is some old school.
Have a magical day.
Like, I was sitting here, because I canceled the thing, right? I was on their website.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm live chatting with some guy named fucking Luke.
Okay.
And he's taking like 5 minutes per reply, and we're having a conversation. And I'm just sitting there typing. And when I send my message, I'm just waiting, and I'm staring at like these pictures of Dory and all these cute little animated shit, and I'm just full of so much hate.
Well, I feel like you're never going to be able to look at Disney shit the same way again.
No, I was thinking that. I was looking at it. I'm like,
Luke,
I want to
you
see,
fucking ruined Disney for me, you asshole.
I was like, I want to see Finding Dory. Not anymore. I think I might have some aversion to this company now.
Well, that's really shitty.
That was the most crooked
shit. We need
shit.
A front page tech club. Well, we sort of have one, but it needs to be...
Yeah, here's what we'll do.
More criminal.
You sign up, you get 5 shirts for $1.
Okay.
And if you don't...
I like
you
this
know,
so far.
Right. And each additional shirt, you have to buy 5 within a month at $50 a piece. And if you don't, we'll charge you $100 per shirt that you got for free. Or $1, sorry. How's that sound?
That sounds great, actually. Jordan,
awesome.
Are you in? Can we count you in to the Front Page Tech Shirt Club?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm down.
Have you guys ever...
Have a magical day.
That was the fucking worst. Have you guys ever been a part of some shit like that? Like, clearly crooked business shit?
I don't think I've been like... No, I don't think anything like that where I just got kind of swept up and screwed.
The worst thing I could think about is like the pyramid schemes a lot of people our age are doing.
Oh my God, yeah.
With like what's it, Shakeology and shit like that?
Well, there's a bunch.
There's so many. Like
and
Mary
it's like
Kay.
No one from fucking school wants to talk to you. We haven't talked to anyone from school for years. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like some high school guy that you never talked to was like, "Hey, miss you, bud. So you want to help me sell some shit?"
It's like, no, it's more like, I got a business opportunity for you.
Oh my God, yeah. Like,
or
the
it's
company
like an
will
investment
give you a car.
Opportunity. Hey, you just got to pay them for it a couple times. All the way.
Have you been swept up and screwed, Jordan, by anybody?
Almost.
Almost?
But,
yeah, almost? By what?
By like a high school friend.
Oh, gotcha.
It was just some pyramid scheme thing. It was super obvious, like super obvious, but I went through with it because I was actually like a good friend with him for a while.
Yeah.
Like I just kind of followed through like the initial motions because like they get benefits off of that stuff. Like if they have like a certain like consultation with a client or whatever, like they get points or money or something. So I went through some of that. I tested out some of the products and they were neat. And like the website that each person gets and you can buy stuff from them, like some of the stuff was neat and I think we bought like a thing or two, but it's the next step was like to become somebody like him and then start selling shit.
It's fuck like, that nah, shit good
no.
God
I mean I can't for if you really look here's the thing like with those schemes like they're travesty to most people like that are just being used by them,
right?
But like if you're this in it and you're putting the effort into it, you can make a shit ton of money.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You really can make a living off of this stuff, but you have to put the time and the effort into it.
And it's have just, a lot of people you can take advantage of within your circle of family and friends.
And even not so much that. That's why it's just like it's a lot of time. And it's like you have to do networking and you have to talk to certain people and the door to door shit. Like it's a lot of like, it's like manual labor of sales. And if you start doing that and then you rope in a couple people to do it and they're underneath of you, like their profit is now your profit too. So it just builds upon itself.
Yeah.
And like, if, like I said, you put the time into it, it's totally worth it, but it's like unmoral.
Well, the funny thing is that whenever it's, because you always hear about them and it's always people in a room and there's a guy talking to him, telling him like, I just bought my third Ferrari and here's my supermodel girlfriend and my house. And it's like, well, of course you're doing well. You're the guy on the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Like, we're just the old Jews pushing the blocks up the side. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those old Jews, though.
So I got, I don't think I've ever been more scared in my life than I was the other day.
What happened, John?
So I was on the plane. Now, okay, so I left Friday for Seattle. Okay. And then I flew home Monday morning, but my flight, my first flight was at 5 a.m.
Fuck that.
Now.
You had a layover?
Well, yeah. But okay, so I woke up. First of all,
I have to interrupt you for a second.
Go ahead.
Because I just went on Twitter and I just now saw your retweet of somebody that says, I wish somebody would stare at me like Barnacles is staring at John Pross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just saw it. Continue right. with your story.
Okay, so I went to sleep in Seattle Sunday night at midnight. I woke up at 2 a.m. Okay. I slept for 2 hours, yes. I called an Uber. I took the Uber to the Seattle airport. It was way too fucking early for me.
Why did you bother going to sleep?
I know. And so I was like, you know what? This will be fine. I'll get to the airport like a little bit early. I'll get on the plane. I'll go to sleep. It'll be fine. Well, first, I got to the fucking airport and I put my bag through security and they stopped me and did a full-on search.
Like
of me? No, they didn't put their finger in my butthole. But they did...
Put their thing.
Yeah, they like... I had to get a pat down.
Yeah.
And then they had my bag, but they wouldn't open it without me. So...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so... Yeah,
they always do that.
Right, so...
They have to open it in front of you.
So I was getting a pat down. Well, this lady was just standing there with my bag. And then I got done with being patted and shit on my butt. And then I went over to the lady and they had to like search for powder and shit in my bag. And they like, put a swab through the bag and tested
John,
it.
John, you got randomly selected.
No, I didn't get randomly selected. They found something in my bag was the problem.
What'd they find?
It was my cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking cologne.
Yeah.
All a brother wants to do is smell good.
How big of a bottle was it?
3.4 ounces, the limit.
Too much.
That's the limit for... I mean, I'm allowed to take it. But the problem was, the bottle didn't say it. Like, here's the bottle. It doesn't say anywhere in the bottle what the ounces on it, in it. And...
It sucks.
So then they were like, what is this? And I'm like, it's cologne. Because it just has the logo. I'm like, it's cologne. You can smell it. And she was like, I was not funny to her. Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to smell this. And she's like, how big is this? I said 3.4 ounces. And I was like, if you want, I can Google it for you. And she's like, no, we only go by what's on the bottle. Then why did you ask me how big it is? It's clearly not on the fucking bottle, lady. And so this was this whole fucking thing. And they ended up, they did Google it. To find out it was 3.4 ounces. But that was already after I was there in security for like 45 goddamn minutes. It was ridiculous. I wanted to just be like, listen, I don't have to take it home. I'll buy more. Just keep it.
You just throw it away.
just throw the shit away.
Confiscate.
I won't take it on the plane. Holy fuck.
Give it to somebody that needs to smell good.
It might be a bomb.
I know. I might detonate this when I'm on the fucking plane. Caught me. And so I got on the plane.
Oh, no, that plane smells good now.
I got on the plane.
Just poof.
I fell asleep before takeoff, which I think is like... That's
rare.
I know. That's like a magical power in my book.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. Like, I don't remember taking off. And we hit some fucking bad turbulence.
You think you were going to die?
The worst turbulence I've ever experienced. Like, literally, there was a few people without seatbelts on that literally came out of their seat. It was bad. And that's
happened to me
before. I was sleeping.
So you woke up to it?
Dude, I woke up with people out of their seats in the plane throwing me all over the place. I was fucking terrified. First of all, when I wake up, I don't even know my own name. Like, I'm so out of it. I forgot I was on a plane, and now the plane's throwing me all over the place. I was certain I was going to die.
You wake up, and you're pretty much a cheese grater.
Dude, it was not good. I'm like, I can't even... Everyone was silent.
And everyone, like... And like when we crashed the car, it was just quietly... Oh, okay.
Like, it was so bad that the oxygen masks fell from the top.
Oh, no.
And that's how I woke up. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's over, it's over. And it's completely dark outside. I can't see anything. It's completely quiet. The airplane thing noise.
The seatbelt noise?
Yeah, the seatbelt noise. It went, and then the fucking things dropped, and I'm going all over the place. People are out of their seats. And, like, a really sick part of me was like, I had accepted it.
That's a sick part of you. That's human. That's like human nature. But
it was just
nature.
Like, it was just like, okay, well, and I wish, I think if I was like completely awake, I would have felt differently. I would have been like, oh, it's just real bad turbulence. But I was waking up to it, and like, it was in a split second of like, I just hope this doesn't hurt. Just like, whatever happens, I just don't want it to hurt.
Please, God, make it quickly.
John, there was a time when I think maybe you had just gotten your license, but we were friends in high school.
Okay.
Every time I would get in the car with you, because you sped so much, I would have to accept my death. Every time I got in the car, I'd be like...
Every time?
All right, well, here it goes.
There's just that possibility.
I'd just be like, it might happen.
Dude, I was terrified. I thought everything was over. So, yeah. I don't... And I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep the rest of the day, like, obviously. Because at that point, I'm like, I don't want to miss dying. You know, I want to be awake for it.
I want to look death in the face and tell him, fuck you.
Oh, man. It was kind of rough. And I've been sick since, but I'd rather be sick than dead.
Have you heard of people in plane crashes just whipping their dick out and just start beating off?
No.
In plane crashes?
Like, as they go. If they're like, it's like the pilot says, like, okay, we're going down. People just start whacking off.
Okay, what the fuck are you even talking about, Brian? I've heard plenty of times of people like sitting next to people that fucking put their little trays down, and instead of eating pretzels like a normal fucking human being, they're fucking jacking their shit right under the tray like no one's gonna notice it.
No, this is like they've accepted their death, and they're like,
why is that the last thing you want to do?
Well, they're like, might as well crank one more out.
Oh my, no, Brian. No, no fucking
or
way.
People are like spontaneously making love. You know, it's like they look to the stranger next to him.
How do you have a moment? Do you know the force that is happening to your body when the plane is going down? How do you have time to even think of like, oh yeah, I think I'm just going to jack off?
I mean, they're worse last thoughts.
But I mean, oh my God. The whole way down, I'm just going to be thinking, well, I hope I don't die. But no, they're like, all right, well, time to come on the seat.
Fuck it.
might as well make a stain.
I'll just come on myself on the way down. Sounds great.
I gotta find my body with my dick in my hand.
And then the pilot's like, oh, we fixed it. We're fine now.
Yeah, never mind.
And then your life is ruined. Well,
that's... I don't know if I trust that, Brian.
I've just heard things.
From who? Know? The people that were in plane crashes and died?
People? I've just heard things from people in general. Like online people or like real people.
It sounds awful.
What, the jacking off while dying, or?
Like, it just sounds like weird shit that...
I feel like one person... that's another good question. How the fuck do you know anyone jacked off before they died on a plane?
I mean...
They don't exactly live to tell you what they were doing when they were dying.
Listen, I mean, I'm sure there's proof somewhere of someone doing
Right before they like send out a text.
Okay,
jacked off before crashed.
People jacking off and
oh god, now we have to Google.
Oh my god,
multiple people start to jerk off on crashing plane. Can confirm.
No.
Oh, it's from Reddit.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you know what? I may have just heard it from a movie.
I rest my fucking case.
I mean, people said it in the movie if it makes you feel better.
You know, like, if people say in the movie, it's true.
Wouldn't that be wild, though? Just look over some dude jacking off?
I mean...
I guess so.
I would think that happens more on regular plane rides than crashes.
All right, well, okay, here's a question. Here's, put yourself
like they
in.
They just happened to still be doing it when they were dying.
Put yourself...
It's just like their arm is stuck in an infinite loop after they died.
Okay, so put you in a hypothetical situation, both of y'all. You're going in a plane crash, and you're at high altitude, so you got a minute. But the pilot says, we're going to crash, we're going to hit the water, we might live, we might die. And look over, and the guy next to you, for a man, is good-looking, in your opinion. And he just starts beating off.
No, I'm not, Brian.
Would you assist?
No! That wasn't even a good fucking hypothetical question. No! I don't care. The fact that I'm about to die doesn't mean I'm willing to fucking jack off a dude. Ryan?
I just mean, like, if you're going to have one last chance, you might as well.
No, I'm not going to assist him.
I mean, you can do whatever you want with him, but, like...
I'm not even going to assist him with his fucking oxygen mask so he lives. Let alone wank his
dick.
You are
supposed to do that to yourself first.
Well, right. Because if you don't have oxygen in your brain, then you're stoopy. Why is your whole desk shaking, Brian?
That's my chair. I put my hand on my desk and I was shaking.
Oh my god.
Oh. What about you, Jordan? Would you assist the man? Okay.
What if Jordan was like, oh yeah. Brian, that wasn't even a good question.
I would think that...
Go on.
Okay, if I was in a plane crash...
Brian, please don't tell me.
If I was in a plane crash, regardless of if he did prompt me for that or not, I would if I lived through the plane crash.
I just imagine some dude looking over at Brian being like, "Well, like, are you gonna help?"
I would probably say I did because it'd be a funny story. That's all I really got for you.
You would help because it'd be a funny story.
I mean, that's like I forget
Brian,
how we ended up talking about it.
Can I tell
it.
You something? There is nothing funny about anything if you're like, yeah, I helped a dude jack off. That's not funny ever. Whether you're about to
about
die, whether he died, whether you're just fucking at a Starbucks, it's never funny.
We're laughing about it now.
We're laughing at the thought of, I guess, you doing it.
Well, there you go.
So,
what if that thought was just real?
Brian, so you are literally telling me that you would whack off a guy.
I mean, to be totally honest.
For the lulls.
Well, when you put it that way, I mean, in a life or death, well, okay, not life or death.
It's not life or death. It's just death.
He's not going to be like, check me off or I take this plane down.
Oh my God. I miss Lucas.
In a death situation, I don't know how I'd react, but I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my God. What the shit, Brian?
I'm going to go ahead and say 50-50. I don't know.
No, what? No. Brian, don't just shrug. Just say you wouldn't.
Why?
Because that...
But do you really know that you wouldn't, though, John?
Yes! Yes, I do! know that!
What if you were just having a pretty, like, sexually confusing day and that would just push you over the edge?
It wouldn't be that! I'd be too focused on not... living.
Be like, man, I'm so excited not to live.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm just saying, like, at the end of your life, you got one last thing to do. I mean,
you're a sick little fuck, Brian.
It's been a while since I've been on the podcast.
Comment section: it's would true. You jerk off a guy if you were about to die? Let us know.
You know,
or just tweet
in the beginning.
Brian.
Do you remember when
pretty
I intro'd
sure
with you?
Unanimously, no.
Yeah,
whenever I
intro'd
with you, you said, be careful, don't blow your load this early in the podcast.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Oh, my God.
It's all out on the table.
Speaking
of
out on
the
table.
Or the folding tray.
A whole lot of it.
Speaking of out on the table, the hotel that we were at, the like featured YouTuber things for Vlogger Fair, the rooms had like shit everywhere.
Like poop?
No. Let me rephrase that. Like on tables and like on a desk, like they would have a water bottle or just like stuff Like there was a thing of snacks.
Like junky stuff.
Yeah, just stuff that you would just grab, right? They had a refrigerator stuff. And like some of this makes sense, but like they just had stuff on tables, like a bottle of water just sitting on a desk.
Okay.
But they charge you for it if you touch it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's
no,
like temptation.
I understand if it's like, hey, see this grouping of stuff right here? Yeah, this is like yours. You can have it, but just a heads up, it's this amount of monies. But this motherfucking hotel just put a bottle of water on a desk. And it's just like, oh yeah, sure, I'm thirsty, I'll drink that. But then they take $8 out of your fucking room fee.
So what are you complaining about?
It's like a fucking Disney scheme.
Oh, I mean, a little bit, but it's more like just don't do the thing that they want you to do for the money.
Yeah, Brian, after you fucking learn that it costs money,
wait,
do you see?
Oh, I don't understand.
I thought you knew that it costed money when you went into it.
That's the thing. Like, I would understand if there was like a little snack area, and that right there was like a sign that said, "Hey, by the way, this stuff costs money." But this was just like the perfect example was just a bottle of water sitting on a desk, no price.
Was it Fiji?
It was Smart Water or whatever, purple bottle thing.
So you're saying that there was stuff sitting out in the hotel room, and if you consumed it, they charged you for it.
Yeah, but it was just
I
like
feel like that's common sense, though.
Well, no, it's not. Like, what hotels are you
exactly
staying in?
They're just baiting you. It's just sitting there.
Well, like, I've been in hotels where stuff's like in the mini fridge or sitting out.
Exactly.
Like, it's for you to have. If you want more, yeah, you order stuff, and then
I would have complained probably in that case.
That's
I'd have been like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You running some pyramid scheme?
Okay, so they had
I found a whole bunch of Taiwanese money in a safe, and I was like, this is mine. I didn't have to pay for it.
Wait, what?
What?
You guys don't know about that story?
No.
Did I not tell anybody about this?
What is this, you little
Jordan,
thief?
Did this actually happen, or was it like the guy in the plane jacking off?
No, for real. No, this is a real story. I have one. It's sitting out in my living room. I can get it
you
if you
tell.
Really want proof. But I had to go to Akron for work. Kind of like a month or two ago. I don't know. It was a while ago. And we stay, like, the company pays, like, you have to pay up front and then you get the receipt. Yeah, exactly. So we stay at this pretty decent hotel rooms, like, rooms that would probably cost like $160 a night generally. And I don't know what compelled me to, but I get to the hotel room. It was like Thursday night. After, like, we drove to work, we worked for, like, half the day and then went to our hotel rooms. I went to my hotel room. Something compelled me to look in the safe. And, like, I just, like, search hotel rooms sometimes.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why. So I went in the safe. You know, like, the little teeny safes that, like, you could just pick up and take with you if you really so wanted. But, you know, like, they're unlocked. They don't have a predefined PIN. But if you close it and you type in a PIN number and then hit lock, it locks it. And the only way to unlock it is that PIN that you just used.
Right? Oh, so this one wasn't locked, but it was closed, I would assume.
Exactly. It was just closed, not locked. So I open it up, and I see, like, I'm looking at it. It's up at, like, the top shelf in this closet. And I was like, what's this? I pull out. It's a wad of cash.
Oh, shit.
But it's, I was like, I've never seen this before. I thought they were, like, Chinese yen or some shit like that. And they said 1,000 on them. So I was like, this is, like, the yen. This is worth, like, a dollar a piece. I found there were 11 of them. So I started, like, Googling.
Way to put $11 in the fucking safe, asshole.
Right?
Well, hold up. How much was it?
Well, it was the new Taiwan bill.
Okay.
And it had this, like, picture of this, like, family on it. It was, like, really cute and it's neat paper. They're actually worth about $30 a piece.
Ooh.
Like, 30 American dollars for 1,000.
Like, yeah.
I essentially had like $330 or something.
So did you do anything with the money after finding it? Did you like convert it to US currency or?
Well, it's still in the works. I'm still trying because the bank that I have, they don't do it anymore. They used to do foreign exchange. They don't anymore. But then I found out that Huntington does.
Oh.
I don't have a Huntington account. They only do it if you have an account because you hand them the money.
Course.
Well, because they take the money and then they ship it somewhere and then they do something with it and then it just deposits money in your account. Well, if you don't have a Huntington account, too bad.
Right.
But my girlfriend does, and I gave her the cash. I it's been like 2 weeks. I don't think she's been to the bank yet. But,
yeah.
So I'm still waiting, and I thought it was really cool. Like, I was like, this is probably fake, but I took it anyway, and I still have one. I kept one because I thought it'd be really cool to just, like, have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you cut away from me for, like, 5 seconds.
Okay, I'll cut away.
Be back with one.
I wonder.
Cutting to Brian.
I wonder if it's just my imagination, but I immediately thought, like, oh, fuck, George just took drug money. Like, I wouldn't just take...
Brian, repeat that for Jordan.
I said, I'm not sure if it's just my imagination, but when as soon as you mentioned the money in the safe, I immediately fucking said, oh, God, Jordan took drug money.
I mean, it's possible, but, I mean, look at this.
Like, what if those bills are being traced by the Taiwanese currency system or something?
Just have somebody knocking on Jordan's door here soon.
Man, if they did it right now, that'd be perfect timing.
It's fancy shit, actually.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, apparently Canadian money smells like fucking maple syrup.
Or plastic?
Yeah, I mean...
Is it paper or plastic? Yeah.
I mean, it's paper.
Okay.
I'll address Liz's comment. Yes, airports have currency exchange. They do. But it's normally at a pretty decent fee that they'll charge you for doing it still. You can go to a bank that does foreign currency exchange, and it doesn't cost as much, especially if you have an account with the bank. So I figured, well, I know somebody that has a Huntington account.
Yeah.
Here's my money. You give me real money back.
You trade me monies.
Yes.
Give me the monies.
But it was so interesting. Like, it was just a wad, and it was like perfect brand new cash. And like what I assumed is it was like it's in a hotel around an area that's filled with businesses and like people. Somebody's probably traveling.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
They put the money in the safe because they didn't want to hold on to it, and they've left it. So,
it's drug money from murder.
Pretty sure it would be American, and it would be more than $300.
Word.
If there was drug money, I would have found thousands worth of American money.
Yeah, unless they smuggled like a
money.
Sucker
look,
or something.
Look at how innocent this family is. Do you think this is drug
innocent.
Money?
So
there's
innocent. No way that's drug money.
I mean,
probably did smuggle something really stupid.
The new Taiwan dollar.
Is it blue?
Oh, it is. It's pretty cute. I wonder if those are the people that made the money.
It's possible.
Yeah, those people at their house, they just fucking make
the
money.
No, the children. They like work in the child labor laws.
Oh, that's
you
so sad,
get the
Brian.
Those don't exist over there.
Oh.
Child
yes,
labor
you're right.
laws.
They're right, they don't. But
so
the other
it's
part
just
the
a
first
for all.
The first two thirds of the word does.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What a podcast, guys. You really took it
and
off the rails.
I still didn't even get to like my story that I said I was
going
to have a story to talk about. Well, I mean, by now, I'm sure everybody except
anything
for Brian,
is better than coming on an airplane, really, at this
yes,
point.
you're correct about that.
Unless you're about to die.
Or unless you're Brian that wants to jack a guy off before he dies. Okay, go ahead.
That's his excuse. He just wants to.
I mean, if you're going to die, might as well.
Sure. Whatever.
Anyway, Jordan, go ahead with your story.
As of now, I'm sure everybody, even by the time the podcast is public, like the majority of people probably know what a mannequin challenge is by now. They may not, nobody really knows, like there's no like meaning behind it. It's not like the ice bucket challenge or shit. Like it's not raising money for anything, or it's literally like just two high schools. Like we're challenging each other, making a video. Apparently, I guess that may not be the real story. I don't know. That's the story I've heard, but there've been really cool ones to come out recently. And my CrossFit gym was like, well, I was kind of the one that instigated it. I started tagging my coach and the gym's Instagram account. Like every time I saw one, I was like, these are really cool. And I started getting people interested in it. And now like a whole bunch of people want to do it. So I'm recording and editing. And
me is going to edit and record one.
Exactly. On Saturday. And I'm super excited about it.
That's cool.
It depends on how much like film, how long we film for and like how much editing is involved. I may have it done by Sunday if I edit like all day Saturday and Sunday. We're filming early Saturday.
This is a real question.
Yes.
Because I'm not that familiar with the mannequin challenge, but how much editing goes into it? Because isn't
it just
one continuous shot?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there doesn't have to be, but I'm making it. let me find the one that I'm talking about that I really want you to be like, wow, that's why they're doing one.
While Jordan's pulling that up, have you guys... Cause
no
I've,
more,
I have,
Brian.
I have no idea like what the fuck this mannequin challenge thing is. I've been like disconnected from whatever this...
Yeah, like yeah. I said it in a group message the other day and you're like, what's that?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking. Cause
no, I saw something on Reddit. I guess some prisoners, or some inmates rather, they got a phone. They snuck a phone in, like a smartphone, and they recorded their own fucking mannequin challenge in the prison. Like in the cell block, and they posted it somehow.
Oh my god.
So that was really funny because it was like they were all frozen or whatever as mannequins, and like there was a bunch of guys like holding another dude preparing like pretending to stab him, and there was a lot of like prison-y stuff, I guess. What do you want to call it?
Prison-y stuff?
Yeah.
Were people jacking each other off before they died, Brian?
I mean, if that's what you want to do. Listen, I'll put this out to the chat. If I'm on a plane with you and we're going to die, I'll jack you off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, I keep finding... I'm finding the video that I want, but not, like, the one that, like... It's not the original one, because the original one has the music in it that it goes along. Like, that's the whole point. Like, it's, like, edited to the music. And, like, people are dubbing over it, and it... doesn't make sense, but I guess.
By the way, Jordan, choice. You were correct. It ended up with it. It started off with some fucking Florida high schools or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in chat. It's the closest one.
I looked up "Know Your Meme," which was okay.
So I was pretty much right.
Yeah, this is like the fucking stupidest website.
Yeah. But the reason I want to edit is because of this video. You're going to have to skip through till about... I don't know. I thought I saw it.
That was kind of anticlimactic, Jordan.
Like 4 minutes in, they start to show like how they filmed it. They did awesome. It's super good, and I really want to do it like this, like exactly like this, or similar to. And I even have another idea, but I'm not going to share it until I do it.
Right.
It's like an idea that I haven't seen yet.
I also found the prisoners doing the from an Alabama penitentiary.
We have to put links in show notes.
Yes. If you want, I guess.
But to help make everything better and smoother, I went on Amazon and I bought a little gimbal, and I already was showing John my gimbal.
God, dude, you could beat the fuck out of somebody with that.
Do you think a gimbal used to be a little person?
What?
What do you mean?
Before they were, before they were advanced enough to make like a mechanical gimbal, you think they just held a little person and he stabilized the camera? Well,
Do you realize like Steadicams have been around since like the 50s?
Yeah, you stoopy.
And like
the fucking word is so dumb. I love it.
Stoopy.
It's stoopy. I mean, it might be more cost efficient just volunteer a little person to hold the camera and stabilize it.
I mean, even that, like the little person's gonna shake and move around.
Right.
But it's like you ever hold a cup of Coke
they
on a
have
roller
less
coaster?
Balance.
And you could, like, if you're, like, on a bumpy car, you can balance the Coke and not spill any.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe, what is
or
like
keep your balance while a plane's going down and you're trying to jack somebody off.
I mean, you got to keep the good rotation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I do like my gimbal. And it was awesome. It's not like one of the electrical ones that costs, like,
$700. Yeah, it's just weighted.
Yeah, it's just weights.
I mean, those are still cool. We always wanted to get a gimbal when we were doing stupid short films.
It's heavy as fuck. Like, yeah. If I film for more than 3 minutes...
Well, your fucking
minutes,
camera's heavy as shit. So you gotta balance it.
Well, yeah, that too. It's very heavy.
Your camera's like
John
holding a little person.
John with the knowledge. Come on, gimbal. Hold the camera, buddy.
Now, did you watch the link that I put in chat?
I did not.
No. You have to.
I can't see chat.
Damn. I looked up gimbal person. I got like no results.
Oh, I fucking wonder why, Brian. You just made this thing up. It doesn't mean it exists. Kind of like how you're like, oh yeah, it's a common thing when planes go down that people just start jacking off. No, you made it up.
John, I think you're slightly more interested in jacking someone up on a plane than I am, because you brought it up a lot more.
No, because I'm fucking blown away that you made this a thing now.
Oh, blown away, huh?
Oh my god. Fuck you, Jordan.
I sent you the link
in
Facebook.
I'm trying multiple search terms.
Holy shit. Like there was boobs.
Like little person gimbal and nothing's even coming up.
Probably because it never existed in the first place.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah, you see why I want to make one now? Like, gotcha. I saw this as like, okay, game over. I have to do one.
Oh, there's a lot of...
It seems very complicated. Holy shit.
It's very sexual, that one is. But
yeah, of course it is.
I'm going to do a similar editing style without...
Without the butt.
The sexualness without of the
butt. Yeah, just replace everything with Jordan's butt.
And you're going to see it's going to turn around. It's going to be my face. Like,
oh, fuck. You should do one just to get your butt in it.
Nah. Okay. I'm so excited because I have an idea that's going to make it super cool that I have not seen anybody do yet.
Dubstep awesome. Filters.
So maybe by the next time we do a podcast...
Hopefully. I'm hoping to have it. I mean, depending on how quick I can do it, because it's really all the edits are just like jump cuts and sections sped up and sections slow down, slowed down. It shouldn't be that difficult, but it's probably might be a little more difficult than I'm anticipating because I really haven't edited in Premiere like this before. The only thing I've ever edited in Premiere is fixing your audio in my podcast.
Right.
Make it line up.
What are you laughing about, Brian?
Oh, what just finding stuff. Yeah, you do.
What is it?
Hang on. I put it in Facebook. Hang on. I found... Well, this is one of the results for...
Oh, God.
What?
The little person gimbal.
Oh, no.
Too bad it's a little person holding a camera and a tripod.
I mean, he's trying. A for effort, bud.
Oh, God. Oh man, that's great. Oh, it's glorious. Okay, and with that, with that said, should we wrap up?
I think we're done.
Sure,
I've said enough.
Okay, well, if you like this, you can.
Sorry, and what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. And if you'd rather watch the video version, maybe you've been listening with your ear holes, you can get the video version at youtube.com/frontpagetech. And if you'd rather just listen, you can get it anywhere podcasts are available. Just search FPT Podcast or just search Front Page Tech. One of those. You'll find
John, closing thoughts?
No, I don't have any.
A sentence for the last minute of the podcast.
I just learned that Hitler was actually rich.
Jordan, closing thoughts?
Can't wait to film a mannequin challenge. Goodbye.
John, you have to ask me now.
Any closing thoughts, Brian?
I don't really have anything.
Okay, good.
Are you thinking about jerking guys out?
Have a good week, everybody.
Later.